What's going on, guys? Zach here with the Zach Shanky podcast. I hope everyone's doing well. I apologize for my hiatus as of late. You know what's interesting, though? I haven't been podcasting a lot. My audience size, however, and my downloads are actually at record numbers. And so if you guys, the only thing I can come up with here is that you guys are sharing some of my experiences and some of my episodes with people you know. And for that, I just want to say thank you. I really appreciate it. I just want to make a difference and help folks. If you're new here, I'm basically I'm just a guy going through a journey to seven figures. I have seemingly cracked the code on the six-figure journey, and I do share insights into that as well. I've done it several times in business, mostly utilizing my skill sets in marketing. And business management, right? I mean, that's basically it, but there's a couple of other things, including trading. And so I am one of the co-founders of a company called Prosperity Movement, and we help traders, be consistent and proficient and profitable, on their trading journey. And we do this through partnering with one of the best traders in the world, James Leone. Who will trade live in front of you, and you can just follow along and listen to his advice and take entries when he says, and what a glorious thing. For me personally, trading with James, I mean, in just the first month, I made over 500 pips. And what does that mean? Well, you can put any dollar amount you want to a pip. You could put a dollar per pip, so it'd be $500 in a month. Let me ask you this, would $500 extra a month help you? Would that make a bit of a difference in your life, in your family's life? Maybe not. Maybe that's like pennies to you. Fine. What if it was $5 per pip? Right? What if it was $10 per pip? Well, now we're talking about a full-time income for some people, right? Much less $50 per pip, which is what James actually trades. Right? So you just do the math. It's really a wonderful opportunity. In fact, I would say there's no better opportunity in the world for earning money with as little effort as possible than trading. Now, is there effort? Of course there is. I said as little as possible, but you still have a lot to learn. And there's a lot to do with discipline and mindset and things like that. I've actually taken a couple weeks off of trading myself, apart from demo. You know, fake money and stuff like that, because part of trading and part of discipline when you're trading is you cannot be emotional while you trade. And the last few weeks have been quite emotional for me. And I want to share it with you and some insights and thought processes that I've had during the last few weeks. And I'm still kind of going through a lot of it. It's still not easy. Long story short, I no longer have a girlfriend, it seems. And that's very sad. I was very much madly in love. And what makes it very even more sad is it's ultimately no one's fault. I didn't do anything wrong. She didn't do anything wrong. Literally, it's a circumstance outside of anyone's control that essentially made it a little overly complicated for us to continue to be together. Now, to be honest, I technically you could say I broke it off, but it was more of like I just thought it might be wise for us to take a bit of a break based on the complexities and the emotions. And the response to that was in my opinion, the actions and the response, the lack of verbal response and only action responses dictated that her response is that it's over. So very sad, very, very sad, very heartbroken. And I kind of want to talk about that a little bit because this was an interesting one for me and not really interesting in a wonderful way. if I'm being real, this hurt more than my divorce, actually. And so there's a couple of things I've noted with that. So one, part of the reason it hurt more than the divorce is the divorce was kind of a long way coming. You know what I mean? Like, there was a lot of arguing. There was a lot of disagreement. There was not a lot of love, you know, towards the end, towards the last few years of marriage. And so it wasn't as jolting or shocking. In this particular case, my ex-girlfriend and I, we were very much in love. We even had a fun shopping trip the final evening of our full good relationship. And then that night, the situation occurred. I'm not going to get into details, but whatever. There was a situation. Again, no one's at fault. There was no bad actions done by anybody. Just a situation came up, and attitudes changed, and other thoughts started entering the equation, and it became complicated. And so it happened so fast. Like, I'm telling you guys, less than a week. In fact, it felt overnight. It really did. 1 second. I said 1 second to you as if I can't just pause this and continue on. Anyway, sorry. But it felt like overnight. Like, and it really ultimately kind of was. So let's get to the reflection. Now you know a bit of the story. Now let's get to my reflection points. And the pain and the hurt from this one was definitely worse than my divorce. However, my ability to continue onward in spite of that pain, in spite of that heartbreak, was significantly better and smoother than it was at the time of my divorce. And I've been thinking about that a lot because it's not been easy. I mean, goodness gracious, like I'm doing my thing with business and I'm doing my responsibilities as best I can. However, you know, I wasn't obviously my best self during the last few weeks, and I wasn't the most focused I've ever been. You know, obviously. However, when the divorce was first kind of announced, if you will, my actual response to that was literally ignoring everybody. I virtually disappeared for a week. I didn't respond to anyone's calls, texts, nothing. And that includes my best friends and business partners. Those guys thought I died or something. Like, they were so worried. But I turned everything off, and it was a whole week of complete silence, and that was very, very challenging for me. The pain is worse, and yet I could still fulfill the majority of my responsibilities, even if not to the best of my ability at this time, you know? And so I gotta reflect on that and think, how did that happen? What are some keys that might be able to help others if you end up in a situation where there's a huge emotional moment and you've had to overcome it, right? Like, how can you do something similar? I'll tell you what, I'm gonna recommend a book. There's this book called Swept Away by Becky Graff, G-R-A-F-F. Swept Away. And there's no audiobook for it. It is a physical book that you have to buy. I think they have an ebook as well, but I got the physical book. And I read this book even before meeting this girl that we broke up. So I was already a little bit equipped. But ultimately, the book is about a mother and father whose daughters died in a flood. And the father was away on a business trip, and the mother was taking them hiking. And there was this massive flash flood in these canyons. And they all got swept up, hence the book Swept Away. And the daughters did not survive. And that couple is a happily married couple to this day. They were able to overcome such a trauma. That to me is such a stronger trauma. I could not even imagine. And so hearing some of the exercises and some of the things that they did to overcome their trauma was very helpful for me. Very helpful. There's this concept, and by the way, everyone the swept away, the parents there, they actually learned the bulk of what they went, or the bulk of the methods and processes that they went through to overcome that. They learned all of that from Blair Dunkley, who is one of my, what I consider my mentor. I get the opportunity to meet with him frequently, and he basically talks about things that are called mind models, which are essentially little frameworks to help you understand how you think. And when you get how you think, you can actually think more intentionally in order to provide yourself the better outcome, the best outcome, in fact. And I'm sorry, the most effective outcome, if Blair's listening, the most effective outcome. Anyway, so the graphs and their, or graphs in their situation, they exercise some of these mind models. I'll tell you what I've experienced now that I'm aware of how I think. And even to this day, I get caught in this. Living in the past. And even literally today, guys, I saw a thing that reminded me of her, and it took me right back to that past and right back to that pain, and it sucked, right? It really sucked. And how do you get out of the past, and how do you get into the present? Because ultimately, in the present moment, if I were to think right now, how is my life? Let's look back at the four pillars of prosperity: time, health, relationships, and wealth. How is my life? How am I spending my time? I could be a lot more effective there. The pain from this breakup, to be honest with you, I've spent a lot of time sleeping. I've spent probably too much time with some tears. At first, I was kind of locking myself away even from my kids a little bit. Now, we have a babysitting system here in my house. I have two sitters, essentially, and they both get paid to watch my kids, to watch their siblings. So did they mind that I basically said I had more work to do, but I didn't. I really just needed some alone time, and a lot of it. And so I invested into that. I paid them a little extra to allow that to happen for me. And so am I using my time the most wisely I can? No. And I came to this realization a while back, probably a week ago. And I'm like, okay, all right, what am I willing to do to correct my time fault here? And so I thought, okay, one thing, am I willing to go to the gym? My initial knee-jerk response, heck no. There is not nearly enough motivation for me to drive to the gym and like work out. Okay, so I was like, no. Plus, I'd have to wake up earlier. And right now, sleep is like one of the best things, I think, for someone that is going through a heartbreak kind of situation. I think sleep is a really important aspect. And so I'm like, I don't want to ruin my sleep. I want to get enough rest to overcome this and to keep my brain sharp. Now, is exercise important? Yes, it is extraordinarily important. So I do want to get back onto it, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to take a couple weeks and not go to the gym because I felt like it was just going to add to my stress and or guilt, right? I'd feel guilty if I didn't go and stuff like that. So I made a decision. I'm not going to go and I'm not going to feel bad about it. So I said, what else am I going to spend my time on? If I got to kind of distract myself a little bit. And so what I did is I started picking up a couple of hobbies. So my oldest son, he's a biker, so he's got a motorcycle, he likes to ride, and he's been wanting me to take lessons this year. So I immediately signed up for some biker lessons to get my motorcycle license. And so I got that situated. I take that at the end of May. I actually spent some time on the weekend. I took my second oldest son to a Harley dealership, and we sat on some bikes and stuff and had a good time. They gave us free hot dogs. It was a lot of fun. So I'm trying to distract myself with that. I signed up my kids for swim lessons. So that's a thing, an extra evening per week that I am forced to leave the house. I decided to start a new hobby, which is making rugs. I know that sounds really out of the blue, but there's this YouTuber I was watching who does a lot of artsy stuff, and I find it very fascinating because she's very, very good at it. And one of the things she did was a 20 foot by 20 foot rug, which is massive. And it looked really cool. And I'm like, well, I don't want to do one that big, but maybe I can get into rug making. And I started doing some research and I thought, this is something I could actually do. So I'm starting that. And that's been a fun little adventure and distraction for me. So that's where my time is. Okay. So I'm ultimately working on keeping myself busy, as and not just busy, but busy doing things that I feel like I would enjoy, and that are somewhat meaningful. So like the motorcycle thing is me spending time with my son, right? Hold on, I see a spider in my room. Missed it. Got it. Okay, we're good. We're good. Anyway, so that's something meaningful, right? The rug, there's not really anything meaningful there. Although what I did think of is it's something that I would do in my garage, which is detached from my house, and so it would kind of get me outside. And so I would get outside, I'd leave the doors open, you know, so it's nice and cool in there, and my kids can play outside while I'm working on a rug. So that's what I was thinking, you know. I don't sit still very well. So when I take my kids, like letting them outside and just like sitting outside and watching them play, I have a hard time doing that, guys. I have a really, like, I don't know. I think I have like ADHD or something. I can't, I gotta do something. I gotta do something. So I think the rug making thing is kind of part of my strategy there. And then, of course, getting out of the house. My daughter has horse riding lessons on Wednesday nights. Now we have swim lessons on Thursday nights. Tuesday is just making dinner. And then I actually meet with Blair Dunkley. He has a free webinar. I highly recommend it. It's called the Blair Dunkley Experience. It's amazing. I'm going there to help me reset. But ultimately, going from the past to the present, you got to get out of what's called a why loop. Stop asking why. Don't ask why. Why did this happen? And I asked myself that so much at the beginning of this breakup, and it's like I don't even have an answer. At the end of the day, it's so much out of my control and out of her control, and it's from the outside in, it's I'm sorry, actually from the inside out, it seems so unfair all around. It's just not a fair situation. However, it is what it is, and dwelling on it. Is that gonna help? Is that gonna benefit me? No. Is it gonna benefit her? No. Is it gonna benefit my kids? No. Is it gonna benefit my business? No. Is it gonna benefit my four pillars of prosperity? No. We already talked about time. What about health? What am I doing for that? I'll tell you what, I kind of let that falter apart from getting enough sleep. I'm sleeping a lot. So it's now time to get back into things. So I started cooking again and cooking some decent food. I actually took a little break from that because she actually helped me with that crusade, getting my kids to eat healthy and stuff like that. So it kind of reminded me of her and it hurt. But I've been able to get back into that routine, get them on vegetables again, which of course they didn't like, but it's all good. And they're doing it like bosses. They're doing great. So I started getting into that with health. So sleep and food, I'm not really eating garbage. I'm eating okay. So really all that's left is the exercise bit, which I plan on starting next week. And then relationships. How is my relationship with my kids? It's absolutely outstanding, guys. I love my kids. My two youngest boys are getting to that age where they can start to watch some more like cool shows instead of like all cartoons. And so we're exploring with parental guidance. We're exploring some cool shows and I have to skip some parts and stuff like that, but it's been a fun little adventure. They're starting to appreciate storytelling. Like I explained to them the hero's journey, like you talk about copywriting and how the hero kind of has two different journeys. One is more of the external and one is the internal, right? One is, you know, if you think of the movie Cars, that's the common example that's out there in the marketing world. So Lightning McQueen, his external journey is he wants to win the cup. But his internal journey is in that last race, he's about to win the cup, but his friend got hurt. So he stopped before the finish line, turned around, and would rather help his friend than win that cup. It's that internal journey, the hero's journey. And so we're watching one of my favorite shows, and I'm like, guys, look, I want you to watch the hero's journey, right? And so they're starting to point it out. They're like, oh my gosh, that dude is starting to change, right? Like they're seeing the internal changes, and I love that. And it's been a lot of fun. So on the relationship side, I think we're doing okay. So time, health, relationships, and then finally wealth. Apart from my hiatus of trading my live account, wealth is going great. I have no complaints here. I'm not really focused hard on a seven-figure goal. I was with my trading. Right now, I'm more or less focused on just getting a little bit ahead. Because trading emotionally is just not a good idea. I've learned that the hard way over the years. I would rather let my account be stagnant for a couple weeks than lose money, right, on trading. So I'm probably going to start that up again next week as well. I'm feeling a little bit better with that. But that's how I'm at with the four pillars of prosperity. So the idea, if you're in an emotional situation, knock yourself out of the past and into the present. Is it going to solve itself overnight? No. I'm still hurting, right? It's not done. I'm not over it per se. However, it's getting better, right? I'm able to continue onward, and I'm even able to see things that remind me of her, which there's a lot of stuff in my house that remind me of her because we spent so much time together. And I'm able to kind of just keep moving, you know? Anyway, sorry guys, if this is a little too much TMI, I apologize. And I actually didn't podcast for a while because I wanted to be okay with talking about this and not being like sobbing or anything weird like that. I wanted to seriously, because I feel like a lot of people go through stuff like this, right? Relationship challenges. It might not even be relationship oriented. It might just be something, just something else highly emotional. I've been through a lot of emotional things the last few years. I've had some very difficult decisions in my life lately. And, you know, it's something that I've always said. And in fact, I've said it on this podcast. A lot of people, when they're in kind of the paycheck to paycheck world, they feel like money is going to fix everything. That's just not true. So before I even got to be where I'm at today, which is I'm still not even close to being done with what I want to leave behind as a legacy, but before I even got to where I'm at now, I spent a good deal amount of time thinking about what's next after making enough money where I don't really worry about bills and I don't need to worry about some of these other financial concerns. What's next? And I would see, I made friends with some people that make money, and I would see them, and I would see some of their struggles. And a lot of it was relationship struggles. Some of those relationship struggles were money related, not because of a lack of money, but because of greed. Okay. I saw a lot of health challenges, whether it be mental or physical health. And I remember just thinking to myself, oh my gosh, like, even if you have money, you're still going to be tested. And this is part of God's plan, right? You will forever in your life be tested. The question is, will you let that drag you down, or will you learn from it in the form of feedback in order to lift yourself up? That's the question. The problems won't go away. My only extra argument there would be, it is far superior to engage with those problems with a partner. So if you are married, and if you are having relationship challenges, please, please fight for that. Fight for your relationship. Because facing these challenges on your own is a lot harder than facing it with someone you love. So just putting that out there. regardless, you will face challenges. No matter what, you could become a millionaire tomorrow. You could win the lottery. Guess what? You're going to have a lot of challenges. You're going to have conversations that'll make you very uncomfortable. Some of them with close family members. You may even lose some friends. This is real life. It really happens. But what are you, what are your values? And are you sticking with your values? Because at the end of the day, doing the right thing is really what matters the most. And so I can honestly say, I feel like I have done the right thing in terms of most aspects of my life, not without mistakes. Of course, I've made plenty of mistakes. I've learned from them. I've grown from them. I've made more mistakes. This is life. And I'm grateful to be a part of it, and I'm grateful for everything that I have. I mean, at the end of the day, guys, I'm so blessed. I may be going through an emotional time. And what really hurts too is like I have family members and close friends that are also going through emotional times. And so I'm oftentimes the rock for people. And so it's hard when when I feel like I'm not a rock and someone comes to me for assistance, I have to kind of suck it up for a minute. But at the same time, you know what? That's a really good thing for me. It's a good thing for me. So anyway, I don't know. My kids are telling me I need therapy. You guys are my therapy. That's not true. I probably do need therapy. I have this thing against therapists that I probably have to get over. I just, I've had mixed results. I've never personally been to therapy. However, I've researched this. The two oldest kids that live with me now, they've both had therapists. The older one, he had a fantastic, phenomenal therapist who helped him a lot. Love that guy. He did a great job. Will, if you ever find this podcast, you did a great job. You're a wonderful therapist. Thank you. The second oldest that lives with me here, not so much. She had a different therapist, very different way, different approach. Not super helpful for my daughter. And so it's kind of a hit or miss thing. And I don't know. And some of you might tell me, dude, just go see a therapist and find one, which is fine. anyway, whatever. I'm doing okay, guys. I really am. I know I'm rambling right now, but that's part of why I wanted to make this podcast, is to let you know I'm doing fine. I'm not like overly depressed or anything like that. I think I passed that stage a little bit. And like I said, I did it a lot faster than I did with my divorce. And I did it more effectively. And I'm grateful for all the training I've had from Blair Dunkley. I'm grateful I was introduced to this book, Swept Away, by him, actually. He introduced it to me. Very, very helpful. Very, very helpful to learn these things and to see him in action and have real examples to be aware of what I'm doing so that I can course correct and be a lot more effective. So that said, the podcast here, I'm getting back into the groove, you guys. I want to share more insights with you. I've learned a lot, not just from this emotional time period, but also in business. I've learned so many things. And in fact, if you are a business owner, we're thinking of launching like a little mini extra business thing that we're actually kind of excited about. I'm not going to lie. It's like, I don't even know what to say. Okay, so there's this concept is last thing. Oh my gosh, it's been 30 minutes. I'm sorry. Last thing. Here's a little teaser for the next episode, okay? There's a saying in business called the fortune is in the follow-up. Fortune is in the follow-up. It is probably the greatest saying and the most true philosophy in business to live by. Fortune's in the follow-up. The question is, how do you follow up in the most effective way possible? And something that Prosperity Movement has done with our team, we have created the most mega ultimate super duper follow-up system known to man. And what we want to do is we want to share that follow-up system with other business leaders We want to empower them. Of course, not for free. We're going to sell it, right? But it's so worth it. Prosperity Movement. So actually, I'll give you a little history. Before Prosperity Movement, me and my partners, we had a different business called Convert on Command. It was a marketing agency. Convert on Command doubled its revenue every year. In fact, I think there was the second year it tripled its revenue. Prosperity Movement is on the same trajectory, doubling every year. Okay. And it's not because we're geniuses. Okay. We're smart. We come up with cool ideas as we brainstorm together as a team, and we do have the best team on the planet. But at the end of the day, all we're doing is following up effectively. Effective follow-up. Most people, they only focus on the front end. They don't focus on that follow-up. And what we have seen is a drastic change. And I'll get more into the story of how we developed it and what it kind of looks like. I'll give you even a little sneak peek. I don't mind sharing some of those secrets, because for you to be able to implement it, you would need a team. It is that complex, but very effective. So there's your little teaser. If you're into marketing, if you're into business, I promise you, this is one of those things that is responsible for doubling our revenue. So I'm really excited to share those things with you guys. But thanks for listening, everybody. Would appreciate some prayers if you can send some my way. And you know what? If you could pray for my ex-girlfriend as well. Like I said, this is a scenario outside of either of our control. So pray for Sherry. Her name's Sherry. Wonderful lady. Please pray for her as well. So anyway, guys, I love you all. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.